All right, let's go to the man, Pablo. The myth, the legend, our buddy, Paul Preston, who knows what's going on in Hollywood, even when Hollywood has shut down.
Paul.
Hey, buddy, we got only a few minutes with you, but just wanted to find out, buddy, there's a lot of things going on with, of course, everybody staying home and everything. What is the best things or the best streaming services where we can get the most for our value and have some of the best shows on?
First of all, COVID-19, I thought it was bad, but then they postponed the release of Top Gun Maverick, so now it is the worst thing in the history of mankind. But with everybody staying home, the streaming services are kicking ass. I thought they'd be overwhelmed, they'd be lagging and all this stuff. I don't know if you guys are experiencing it, but for me, they're all operating on 100%. You can go on there and watch anything, and I got tons of recommendations. So, first up, Disney Plus. They've got a lot of great stuff there. Of course, they have tons of their archives on there, but there's a new film that came out in the past 4 months or so called Togo. I don't know if you have seen it, but original films are scarce on there, so they tried to make a big deal about it. Never had theatrical release. It was strictly for Disney Plus, and it's a Willem Dafoe. Have you guys heard of the story of Balto, the dog?
I love that movie when I was a kid.
Okay, so Balto's the dog that ran across Alaska and Canada and got this serum that saved a bunch of kids in diphtheria back in Nome, Alaska, from the guy who made Invincible, the Mark Wahlberg sports movie. So it's excellent. So that's highly recommended. Plus, if you go on Disney Plus, Onward is there now, just a month after theaters. That's how this is working now. Most things that were out in theaters a month ago are getting rushed right to home viewing. So the new Pixar movie, recommended. But speaking of Pixar, if you go on Disney Plus, you got to watch all the Pixar shorts.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Oh, those are always
specifically
amazing.
Presto.
Totally.
You know, that's one of my favorites.
All right.
But there's another non-Pixar thing out there called Short Circuit. If you find Short Circuit, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. They gave anybody in Disney animation the opportunity to make a short film. So these are people who like never made a short before, or pros who have. So it's like people who worked on Zootopia, or a guy who just like is getting a shot because he made a good pitch. So the company granted the best pitches a little budget, and there's like 14 or 16 or so shorts on there, and they're each preceded by the filmmaker telling you about the short and why it's important, giving you great perspective when you watch a short. They're all excellent. So that's great viewing as well. Netflix, which seems to be what most people are watching. I haven't jumped on the Tiger King train yet. It just seems like it's going to be a lot.
It seems like a lot of people are disturbed by it. Either you think it's funny or it's very disturbing.
Yeah, but I can't get to it because I can't stop watching Ozark. Except now I can because I finished it in like 4 days. Wow. Ozark season 3, it's rare that a show gets better as it goes. Season 3 is the best season yet of Ozark. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And if you've never seen Better Call Saul and you love Breaking Bad, get on that.
I love it. Okay.
That show's the best show on TV, and the current season that's on AMC is excellent.
Yes,
so
is.
Get yourself caught up on Netflix. And they have, you know, Amazon's been making great originals. I'm sorry, not Amazon. Netflix has been making some good originals. Oh, but they don't compare to Amazon. All right, let me get to Amazon in a second. But they don't have everything. No. Remember when you go to Blockbuster and they had everything?
Right.
Netflix doesn't. They get real psyched about getting rid of and putting back on. You know, they're just switching too much stuff up, so you can't find everything. You want to find everything, go to Amazon, because you can rent it at least, even if it's not included in Prime. Of course, in Prime, you get all the great originals, The Big Sick, Last Flag Full, highly underrated drama from Richard Linklater, and Elvis and Nixon, one of the weirdest, greatest movies of the last 5 years.
Got it.
Of course, Downton Abbey, if you are you set like I am, A Quiet Place 2 never came up. If you're not, then it means you haven't seen A Quiet Place. So you can go on Amazon and watch that as well. And then lastly, Hulu recommendations. I started watching Brockmire.
Okay.
Have you seen that show on IFC?
No, because I don't even have Hulu. I don't even have any streaming stuff.
Oh, see, well, Disney, they do the bundle where you can get Disney Plus, Hulu, because Hulu owns Disney. It's basically where they put all the R-rated stuff you can't get on Disney Plus.
Got it.
And ESPN Plus, all for a bundle of like $12.99, same prices as one of your other services.
Bad.
Yeah,
I did not know this.
I get Hulu and I watch Brockmire on there. Hank Azaria plays a baseball announcer.
Love Hank Azaria.
And you know he's got this great voice. So he is hilarious every time he talks, because he's always talking like this. Imagine the baseball guy who talks like this, but he talks like that all the time.
I saw a commercial for that.
It's super funny.
Awesome.
And he goes on this rant because his wife cheated on him, and loses his job because he has a huge meltdown during a game. 10 years later, he's trying to get back in the minors, and of course, it's a small, dumpy, low-rent town. Amanda Peet owns the local team, the Frackers. And so he's trying to get back into the game of announcing. And it's trashy and funny, and I'm kind of hooked on that. Plus, you can still find movies there, too. You can go deep and find something like Booksmart, which I don't think you're going to find anywhere else. One of the better films from last year.
Love that movie. Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
Great movie, right?
Yes.
Great concept. If you don't know it, it's about two Booksmart girls who spent their whole high school years learning, studying, and then it got to be right toward before they graduate, and like, we haven't done any of the crazy shit. So then they go out and do that for one weekend, and it's really fun. It's kind of like Super Bad for ladies. So that's fun too. And then I for some reason I can't stop watching Shark Tank. Don't ask me to. All right.
All right, buddy. Paul, I hate to cut it short, but we got to get going because we've got a couple other things we've got going on. But I just want to thank you for filling us in with these things and where to watch and everything, because it's so important. Because I mean, so many things out there to choose from. But the same token, it's like what's good, what's not good, and best values and everything like that.
Well, that's why I wanted to burn through a bunch of recommendations. You're stuck indoors. That's what I recommend. Probably at the top of the list, that original film Togo on Disney Plus. You know, you may not find it amongst all of their series, but it's a great film. And then, the Amazon originals. And, oh, of course, Netflix has Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is just
got
amazing.
Spider-Man. Cool. All right, buddy.
And happy birthday to Karen.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, Paul.
Take care, Paul.
Bye, later. Paul.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye. And Steve, sequester yourself.
Exactly.